You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
The Philadelphia 76ers had what can only be described as an epic collapse last night at home. The 76ers, with 2 minutes and 10 seconds remaining in the third quarter, had a 24-point lead on the Atlanta Hawks. At that point, the 76ers had a 99.7% chance of winning the game. But in the fourth quarter, Philly went belly up. Atlanta came all the way back, beat them 109-106.
Oh, my.
You know, they say a tie is like, what, kissing your sister?
Yeah.
And losing is like kissing your grandmother? Well, this loss is like kissing your grandmother with her teeth and her tongue out. I mean, that's how bad this was. This was horrible. Trae Young of the Hawks, 39 points for him. They lead the series 3-2. They're headed back to Atlanta for Game 6. Philadelphia has now blown double-digit leads in back-to-back losses in this series. Not good. Philadelphia's problem, though, the same problem that they've had for a while. The same problem is a guy named Ben Simmons. Here's ESPN's Stephen A. Smith in 2019 talking about Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons is costing the Philadelphia 76ers a world championship.
Yep, he really is. The 76ers have two big stars. At least that's what they say. Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
But I would argue that they only have one, Joel Embiid, who, by the way, is playing with a torn meniscus. Embiid had 37 points last night, 13 boards in 39 minutes. Ben Simmons had played 38 minutes, had 8 points, 4 rebounds, 9 assists, and he was 4 for 14 from the free throw line.
Wow.
4 for 14.
Wow.
What is this guy doing out on the court
Shaq
for 38
stats.
Minutes? Yeah. Ben Simmons has already missed 45 free throws in the postseason. The story of Ben Simmons is that he's a great ball handler, but will eventually become a better shooter. That's not happening. He's been in the league for a while. Embiid, by the way, struggling in Game 4 to get lift off the ground because of the torn meniscus, was still out there fighting, doing what he could to help his team, while Simmons in that fourth quarter of that Game 4 loss did what?
Simmons did not take a shot in the fourth quarter because he would then be fouled and terrified to go to the free throw line.
Thank you, Colin Cowherd. Ben Simmons is helping the 76ers lose and lose big. And how much are they paying Ben Simmons?
Ben Simmons, over the next 4 years, is going to make, what, 32, 35, 38, and 40 million?
Oh, my God. We are in the wrong business.
Yeah.
I could go miss free throws for that much money.
I could probably go 4 for 14 for that.
Yes.
Yeah.
The 76ers perhaps could trade him in the offseason.
Good luck getting rid of that contract and making a great deal, because everybody is now watching him deteriorate.
Yes, they are. Not a good situation for the Philadelphia 76ers. Almost equally as bad as the loss by the Sixers in Philly was the Jazz loss at home to the Clippers. Earlier in the day, the Clippers announced that Kawhi Leonard may have torn an ACL in Game 4 and would be out for Game 5 and possibly for the remainder of the postseason. When that news broke, the Clippers went from being a slight favorite in the game to being 8-point underdogs. But despite not having Kawhi Leonard, the Clippers still get 37 out of Paul George. They get 25 out of Marcus Morris and 22 out of Mr. October, Reggie Jackson. And they end up beating the Jazz by 8 points. 119-111. The Clippers, like Atlanta, lead that series 3-2 and head home for Game 6. So not good news for the overall one seed there, the Utah Jazz. Off the court, Hall of Famer and TNT commentator Reggie Miller catching a lot of heat. And I'm not so sure this is a horrible idea. You know, Kevin Durant had 49 points in the game 2 nights ago.
Yeah, right.
The Nets lead the series 3-2. They're headed back to Milwaukee for Game 6. Reggie Miller tweets out yesterday, I'm just going to throw it out there and see what happens. If you're Steve Nash, head coach of the Nets, would you sit James Harden and Kevin Durant in Game 6 because they had heavy minutes, or push all your chips to the center and push all your chips to the center of the table for Game 7?
Yeah.
I'm not so sure that's a bad idea, because we know James Harden is playing with a bad hamstring. We know they don't have Kyrie.
Yeah.
They're going to be playing in Milwaukee, where Milwaukee seems to have a little extra juice to begin with.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure that's a horrible idea, but people are all over Reggie Miller for that suggestion. I don't necessarily hate it. Charlotte Hornets guard LaMelo Ball named NBA's Rookie of the Year.
Pretty amazing.
He had a good year. And you know what's great?
Yeah.
I didn't see one thing about LeVar this morning looking at all the headlines.
Oh, thank God.
Not one thing.
No, I saw it on the overnight news, too.
No word of the day.
Stay out of the way.
Maybe he's learning. Stay out of the way. Your kids will prosper.
Maybe talk to him.
Maybe. Carey Price made 29 saves as the Montreal Canadiens beat the Vegas Golden Knights 3-2 to even up the Stanley Cup semifinal series at a game apiece. Didn't see that one coming. How about this? Coca-Cola lost $4 billion in market value. $4 billion in market value in a matter of hours after Cristiano Ronaldo, soccer player, removed two Coke bottles during a post-game presser and told people to drink water instead, shouting agua, agua, as he moved the Coca-Cola aside. Coca-Cola shares, which had opened at $56.17, fell by 1.6% to $52.22 by the end of the press conference. Actually, a matter of minutes, actually.
Yeah.
Market value dropped by $4 billion to $238 billion from $242 billion. One guy. Just one guy.
Yeah. The story's not entirely true because the shares were on a slide before the press conference even started.
Yes.
They were losing value. But clearly,
that
this
didn't
plays
help.
Into it.
Clearly, it didn't help.
Yeah.
The Nationals beat the Pirates last night 3-1. The Indians topped the Orioles 8-7. Red Sox with a 10-8 win over the Braves. The Mets 6-3 winners over the Cubs. The Giants beat the Diamondbacks 13-7. Arizona has now lost 22 in a row on the road. Not good. And the Yankees with a 3-2 victory over the Blue Jays. Gerrit Cole pitched in this game. And he sounded afterwards like he wanted to cry because he can't use sticky substances anymore.
I just can't. It's hard. I mean, it's hard to explain. It's so hard to grip the ball. I just, you know, I mean, for Pete's sake.
For Pete's sake. Wow.
Golly.
Wow.
That is whiny.
It is whiny. And, you know, I got to be honest. I do think the pitchers have an argument for coming up with a substance that they're allowed to use.
Yeah, I agree.
Because, again, what it comes down to it is they took advantage using substances that add spin rate and make it more difficult for the ball to be hit.
Yeah.
The Tides, they had a good night from a center fielder named Ryan McKenna, 4-for-5 with a home run and a double, and a good outing for a guy making his AAA debut, Kevin Smith. Unfortunately, they ultimately fell to the Durham Bulls 7-5, but today, sunny and 80 degrees, the Tides will host the Bulls Business Person Special. 12:05 start time. Yeah. I don't know if Joe Gregory's listening, but save me a ticket.
You going?
Yeah, maybe. Here's your fun fact. The tobacco hornworm, uses the nicotine from tobacco that it eats to produce bad breath to deter predators.
Really?
Yes.
Not bad. Yeah. Kind of like kissing a bowling alley waitress. No?
Hey, I know some fairly decent bowling waitresses, or in my time I knew some.